You know, one of the things I'm always saying is that if this country is going to get better, if this country is going to go on the right path, we have to step up as a community. Veterans are the sleeping giant in this country, and it is time for us to step up. That's why I want to talk to you about the Citadel, the Military College of South Carolina. Now, you might have thought about the Citadel in the past as this Corps of Cadets, this military institution, but they have programs for veterans that don't involve you joining the Corps of Cadets, don't involve you wearing a uniform every day, and don't involve you living a military lifestyle. If you want to do that, great. But if that's not what you're up for right now after your military career, then you don't have to do that. And you can access some of the best programs in the world. The Citadel has some hot degrees in intelligence, tactical strength and conditioning, engineering, and project management. And there's five student type options for veterans. There's graduate college, there's evening undergraduate, there's active duty students, non-cadet day program, returning cadet veterans, and online programs. The academic offerings include undergraduate, graduate, college transfer, graduate certificates, and online degrees. Veterans have access to every single academic degree the college offers, and they have the most flexibility when it comes to their schedule. They can major in anything offered to the cadets and would take those classes during the day with the cadets. But then there's other programs offered in the evening or online, and graduate programs to choose from too, to make things so flexible for you. The U.S. World and News Report has named the Citadel the number one college for veterans in the South. And for veterans who choose to take classes on campus, they get to be a civilian student in a military environment. They don't have to wear uniforms, like I said before. They don't have to join the military culture of the Corps of Cadets. The atmosphere is a really good transition environment from military to civilian life. There's an organic mentorship that comes from taking classes with the cadets. The cadets want to talk to you guys. They want to hear your stories. They want to know what it was actually like to be in the military. A lot of these men and women are going to go on to serve as officers in the military, and they're going to exact change, and they need to hear from you guys. You also get access to the Citadel's alumni network. Like I said, this is one of the most illustrious institutions in the world, and when you join the Citadel and you graduate, you're part of their alumni network. That includes so many leaders. It includes so many business leaders, so many leaders from the military, and so many leaders from the government. The college's core values of honor, duty, and respect align with veteran culture. They align with who you are, and it's something that you're not going to get anywhere else in this country. There is tons of special assistance for veterans at the Citadel, and whether you're a veteran or active duty military personnel, you can take advantage of these programs. You also get access to the Veteran Student Success Center, the Career Center, the Academic Success Center, the Student Veteran Association, and all campus clubs. If you want to play rugby, you could do that. If you want to lift weights, you could do that. You get access to everything that the students get. There's fellowship opportunities. There's tons and tons of financial assistance. So if you're interested in getting a degree from the Citadel and building your life, head over to citadel.edu/veterans.
This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. Now, that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's a solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast.
You know, there's a lot of us out there with insecurities, right? There's something about ourselves that we don't like, and we try to hide that thing from the world. And because we try to hide that thing from the world, it keeps us from doing a lot of things we want to do. You know, there's so many of you out there who have dreams, who have goals, who have things you're working on, but you haven't gone for them yet. And you're hesitating for some reason. Maybe it's because you don't feel like you have it in you. Maybe it's because you feel like you don't know what you're supposed to. Maybe it's because you're scared and you think that you're going to fail. And any one of those reasons is enough to keep you in the same place for years. Years and years of you wishing and wanting for this thing that you've been hoping for. And then still remaining in the same place year after year without having accomplished that goal because you didn't do anything, right? One of the things I want to tell you right now is this. That thing that you're telling yourself, that obstacle that's in front of you, that constant refrain in your head, I can't do this or I got to wait to do this, that's a lie. That's a lie your brain is making up, right? And the reason why it's a lie isn't because you're trying to hurt yourself. It's not because you're trying to keep yourself from reaching your full potential. It's because you're trying to protect yourself. It's because you are succumbing to your own survival instinct. You don't want to be embarrassed. You don't want to fail. You don't want to put a lot of work in for nothing. You don't want to go through the journey necessary to get to that thing that you want. And the second you admit that to yourself is the second you'll be able to free yourself to go after what you want, right? And I think it's so important that we understand this, because if we don't, we make up other stories. We start to blame other people. We start to blame the government. We start to blame our families. We start to blame everybody in the world except for us. But the real reason, it always comes down to us. It always comes down to us not doing the thing we were supposed to do, right? Maybe you had life circumstances. Maybe you got dealt a bad hand. Maybe you had some things come up in life that you didn't expect. But we all do. Everybody does. And if you read about people, if you read about people who've done great things in this world, they're never without those situations. You know, I've talked a lot about Teddy Roosevelt on here. Teddy Roosevelt lost his wife and his mother on the same day at the age of 23, right? He been through hell and he came back, right? You think about guys like Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill faced a massive failure during World War I with the Gallipoli campaign. Massive failure that should have ruined him. But he came back and he became one of the greatest leaders of the modern age in the latter part of his life. You know, he was in his 60s and 70s when he was doing most of the things we know him for today. And you guys need to understand that life is a dynamic thing. It doesn't stay in one place. If you're trying to keep yourself in a place of comfort, if you think that by staying where you are, you're safe, you're not. And I think 2020's taught us that, right? Anything can happen. And if you're not moving forward, you're not pushing for your goal. If you're not going for that thing you want to go for, then you'll be caught with your pants down. And it's just as unsafe to stay in the same spot as it is to be going for your goal. So why not put every single thing you can into it? All right. It's a quick one today, guys. And I hope that makes sense to you. If it doesn't, reach out to me. This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast. Get out there and live your best life while you can. Live like you're dying. And I am out.